Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to this week's episode, I've got to tell you about Clever.fm, our sponsor. Clever.fm is changing the podcast listening game. Their app links out to content that your favorite host mentions on their podcast. So, you're listening to a show, and the host talks about their favorite new soup and where to get it. Clever.fm will give you a link to that soup so that you can check it out. Clever.fm is great both for listeners and for creators. Listeners, by listening on Clever, you can interact with your favorite hosts more easily. And creators, you can make it very easy for your listeners to take actions based on your words. Good news, Clever.fm is offering free white glove linking services to the first 100 creators who sign up at clever.fm/creators. So if you're a podcaster looking to up your engagement, this is for you. Again, that link is clever.fm/creators. And yes, if you were listening on the Clever app right now, that link would be right there if you look down at your phone. Thank you to clever.fm for their support of Earbuds. Hey, how you doing? Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you for pressing play on the show. As a thanks for your effort, I will reward you with some lovely podcast recommendations. Let us get right into it. This week's Earbuds theme comes to us from Nathan Filer and is called How Do You Feel? We love a feelings check-in, don't we? Nathan is a writer of fiction and nonfiction. His novel, The Shock of the Fall, is about a young man coming to terms with the death of his brother. Nathan has written essays and articles for The Guardian, The New York Times, and HuffPost. His BBC Radio 4 documentary, The Mind in the Media, which explored portrayals of mental illness in fiction and journalism, was shortlisted for a Mind Media Award. Nathan recently launched Why Do I Feel? It's a podcast series exploring human emotions through stories and expert testimony. Nathan is a recipient of the Big Anxiety Prize, awarded in association with the University of New South Wales for a creative thinker advancing the discussion of mental health. Nathan is a really cool guy working on some awesome things, and I'm excited to share his podcast picks for this week's theme in a few moments. We weren't able to get him on the show because he's hard at work on some deadlines, but we'll still enjoy the benefits of his well-curated list on the theme, How Do You Feel? Also, in today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds, we share a trailer drop for a new show from Double Elvis Productions called Lust for Live. After that, our podcast spotlight and some community news from Earbud subscribers, and then we will close it out. First, let's get to Nathan's picks for this week's theme, How Do You Feel? Why did Nathan choose this theme? He writes, "It's an important question to ask, isn't it? To check in with ourselves and with each other. These podcasts delve into the most unifying of all human experiences, our emotions." The first recommendation comes from Nathan's own podcast, Why Do I Feel? And it's called The Green-Eyed Monster. In his own podcast, Nathan takes an emotional journey into people's lives. Nathan asks his guests to reveal some pretty personal information about their more difficult feelings, so it's only fair that he leads by example. In episode 2, Nathan gets some live therapy for his professional envy. The next recommendation comes from the Happiness Lab podcast, and the episode is called Treating the Pain of a Broken Heart. This beautifully produced podcast combines stories and science with a diverse range of contributors. Try episode 2 of the current season, because who doesn't know the pain of a broken heart? And who can forget it? Next up is the podcast Welcome Collection, Hello Happiness, and the episode is called Hope. Do you want a happiness fix? Host Badisha speaks with fascinating guests on the subject of positive emotions. Episode 1 is Hope and includes guest Tiffany Watt-Smith, one of the UK's leading experts on the history of emotion. Brown Baby with Nikesh Shukla is the next podcast recommendation, and the episode is called Tamima Anam and Scary Dads. Here's one for those of us who are trying to raise children in these challenging and troubling times. Nikesh is a thoughtful and engaging host. Try episode 5 of season 2 with Tamima Anam. The last recommendation as part of Nathan's podcast picks on the theme, How Do You Feel?, comes from the podcast On the Ward, and the episode is called Life. Nathan's own professional life began on a psychiatric ward where he was a nurse, and this podcast offers an illuminating insight into what goes on behind those doors, including interviews with patients. It won't be what you expect. Thank you to Nathan Feiler for curating this week's podcast picks on the theme, How Do You Feel? So listeners, how do you feel about that? You can find links to Nathan's podcast picks at our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, and you can also go there to sign up to be our next curator. We'll have information for that in the show notes of this episode. You can learn how to curate a list for Earbuds Podcast Collective. Let me take a moment to tell you about a podcast that I have been loving lately. What first attracted me to What Was That Like podcast was the episode titles. How do you not tune into an episode called Dan Was Mauled by a Grizzly Bear or Diana Survived a Plane Crash? Scott Johnson is the host of this podcast that tells firsthand true stories. But the focus is really on the guest, what they went through, how they survived, how they're doing now that the experience is thankfully over. Many of the stories on What Was That Like include actual 911 tape from the scenes being described. It's intense, it's gripping, it's instructional, and it is deeply human. The show covers a variety of topics and stories. Some are true crime related, like someone who survived a mass shooting. Others are lighthearted, like someone who won some big lottery money. If you've ever wondered how someone goes from sending a text to the wrong number to eventually marrying the person that the text message went to, What Was That Like is your next podcast obsession. You can find What Was That Like wherever you get your podcasts and at whatwasthatlike.com. Next up, it is time for a trailer drop. We're hearing from Jake Brennan at Double Elvis Productions about their latest show drop. The show is called Lust for Live. Let's hit the tape.
Hey, what's up, Earbuds listeners? This is Jake Brennan here, the host of Disgraceland, the award-winning music and true crime podcast. What you're about to hear next is a trailer for a new show that we're putting together with my company Double Elvis called Lust for Live. I know that since you listen to this podcast, you love great podcast recommendations, so I've got another one for you right here, Lust for Live. All right, let's get into the trailer. It was Saturday night and the place was packed. The band was late going on again, and the sweaty crowd was visibly tense. People milled and people shifted. Suddenly the lights went out and the cheering started. Then a pulse, a groove. Bodies began to move and sway. And the singer began channeling icons, past and present, howling like Hank Williams, moving like Mike Tyson, and smoldering like Scarlett Johansson. Everyone in the audience knew they were witnessing something unforgettable, the kind of performance that people would write about for the next 30 years. But here's the thing. This show doesn't happen until next Saturday night. Coming in 2022, Lust for Live. A weekly podcast that makes sure you never miss the show or event your friends will be talking about for years. Written and hosted by local creatives in your hometown, Lust for Live plugs you into your city's music and culture so that you're always in the know. Lust for Live's first city podcast is Boston. From visiting national bands swinging through town, to much-hyped art exhibitions at the ICA, to secret shows in Alston and can't-miss restaurants in the South End, and the best shops in the Back Bay and elsewhere. Each episode of this new weekly localized podcast offers clear recommendations for the week's events and experiences, along with live interviews, live performances, news, local sports, and access you can't get anywhere else in audio. New in town? Lust for Live is your local friend with a secret. A veteran of the scene? Lust for Live is the voice you can trust. Lust for Live sorts through the noise so you don't have to. Lust for Live is everything you need to know about what's going on in your city that week. And Lust for Live will make sure you never miss a moment worth talking about later. So subscribe and follow Lust for Live on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts to hear our first local Boston pod launching in February 2022. And to be the first to know when your city's Lust for Live podcast comes online later in the year. Lust for Live is brought to you by Double Elvis, the podcast company that brought you the award-winning music and true crime show, Disgraceland. Again, that's Lust for Live, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to Jake for sharing the trailer for Double Elvis's latest show, Lust for Live. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, and we hope you check it out. Next up, it's Spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still find a podcast to check out from us at Earbuds. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, and of course, on the podcast like I'm doing right now, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, in partnership with PodSpike, we're spotlighting the podcast Based on a True Story. Here's what it's about. We've all seen the movies that claim to be based on a true story, but have you ever wondered how historically accurate they are? That's what we'll aim to find out as we compare Hollywood with history. On each episode, host Dan Lefebvre speaks to historians, authors, consultants who worked on movies, and sometimes the people the film is based on. Find Based on a True Story everywhere you listen to podcasts. Before we close out this week's episode, a few more podcasty things that you might be interested in. If you cannot get enough podcast recommendations, I recommend subscribing to Lauren Pacell's podcast, The Newsletter. It comes out on Mondays and is stacked with content from all over the world. It's a love letter to podcasts that Lauren loves. Search for Podcast The Newsletter on Google to find it and to subscribe. And if you're a podcaster and you're wondering how you can use TikTok to grow your following and possibly to get more listeners for your show, follow Barry at Podcasts in Color both on Twitter and on TikTok. Barry recently hosted a Twitter Spaces session where she and a panel offered tips and tricks for TikTok growth for podcasters. The recording will be available on Barry's Patreon, which I will link to in the show notes of this episode. That's it for this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Have a lovely week of audio discovery. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.